This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Megan Lynch. In the news, consent decrees could be in jeopardy throughout the country, and Ferguson's no exception, but the city wants people to know nothing changes, even if the Trump Department of Justice revokes the decree.
A consent decree is an agreement or settlement that resolves disputes without admission of guilt and is required to implement changes like the one in Ferguson following the shooting death of Michael Brown Jr. Pat Washington is a spokeswoman for Ferguson.
There have been a number of developments in Washington, D.C. with the Justice Department, and it has people wondering. The fact of the matter is our consent decree is managed by a federal judge, Judge Catherine Perry.
And Washington says Judge Perry has indicated as long as she is overseeing the case, the Ferguson consent decree will remain in place until the city has reached substantial compliance. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
There's a town hall at 6:30 this evening at the Ferguson Community Event Center. A hit-and-run crash overnight in Breckenridge Hills leaves a motorcycle rider with major injuries. The Missouri Highway Patrol says the 45-year-old St. Ann man's bike ran into the back of a car that switched lanes quickly in front of him. The crash happened just after midnight on St. Charles Rock Road. Mayor Kara Spencer says the findings of the audit into St. Louis City tow lot are jaw-dropping. Is she concerned there could be fraud or corruption?
I do have a lot of concerns. I read the audit in its entirety, and it is alarming. And we are taking it very seriously, and we are committed to getting to the bottom of it.
Spencer says she's hearing from employees about the lot's troubles, but says she has not spoken about the matter with former streets director Bethany Williams. The audit, which has been sent to federal investigators, found hundreds of cars and tens of thousands of dollars in cash missing from the tow lot. The St. Louis City Police Department honored a recently fallen officer yesterday.
Officer David Lee's name was added to the police memorial statue's list of fallen officers outside the civil courts building. Although a number of officers attending the ceremony were holding back tears, Lee's sister, Danielle Williams, found the happiness in the occasion.
To come into your own community and to see your brother's name on the wall etched forever is amazing. His kids, his grandkids, like forever. It's always, when I'm gone, my brother will still be here.
Lee was killed in the line of duty when he was struck by a drunk driver last fall. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Day two of the papal conclave were the decisive ones for Popes Francis and Benedict. Will it be that way today as well? KMOX religion editor Fred Bottomer reports.
Hard to tell, since this is the biggest and most diverse college of cardinals ever. 133 men from more than 70 different countries, with 80% of them attending their very first conclave. Before going behind the closed doors at the Sistine Chapel, St. Louis native New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan asked for prayers of his followers on social media.
So folks, I won't be able to talk to you until you see the white smoke. I look forward to doing that. Keep us in your prayers.
This is the second conclave for both Cardinal Dolan and Cardinal Raymond Burke, the former St. Louis Archbishop. It's the first conclave for former Belleville Bishop, now retired Cardinal Wilton Gregory. There'll be four votes today if needed, two in the morning and two in the afternoon, as the Cardinals try to find a candidate who can get the approval of two-thirds of the electors. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
The earliest the next vote could happen is after 10:30 St. Louis time this morning. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem held a news conference in Springfield, Illinois yesterday to denounce sanctuary policies protecting undocumented immigrants. She spoke outside the home of Emma Schaefer. She was stabbed to death by her ex-boyfriend, who was born in Mexico and brought to the U.S. by his mother as a child. But Schaefer's family wasn't there. They attended a counter-protest.
We have been reaching out to them and weren't able to get a response to yet, but we have been reaching out to them.
Were you aware that Emma Schaefer's family is across town at the protest against disappearance and against disappearance?
No, I wasn't aware of that. Is that her immediate family?
Yes, her mother.
Thank you. Did you have a question?
Governor Pritzker released a statement saying Trump's publicity stunts do not make our communities safer or our immigration system smarter. Meanwhile, Governor Pritzker has a message for Canadians. Travel to the land of Lincoln.
Governor J.B. Pritzker, in a newly released video, invites Canadian travelers to visit Illinois, touting a dynamic and historic music scene to miles of national parks and lakefronts. And Pritzker does it while throwing verbal jabs at President Trump.
I don't blame anyone whose appetite for visiting might have soured with our current president and the shameful way he's represented us on the national stage as of late.
He adds,
there's a big orange elephant in the room for sure. But here in Illinois, we're ready and eager to prove that Midwest nice is the closest thing to Canadian hospitality you can get south of Windsor.
Pritzker emphasizes Canadian tourists' significant role in supporting local businesses and cultural attractions. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.